This is the Social Media Church Podcast, episode number 80. For more conversations with church leaders about social media, go to the website at socialmediachurch.net to subscribe and to join the conversations. I am your host, DJ Chuang, and on this episode, I talk with Wes O'Hare, who is a web designer, and I connected with him about his research of online churches and online campuses for his church, Higher Vision Church, in the Los Angeles area, and also got some inside look at how their church is using social media in a fast-growing area. Here is the featured conversation. DJ Chuang here for the Social Media Church Podcast. Today I'm joined with Wes O'Hare in Valencia, California, one of the suburbs of Los Angeles. Wes, thank you for connecting with us.
Thanks for having me, DJ.
So tell us about yourself, your church, and how it uses social media.
Yeah, so basically I'm part of a church called Higher Vision, and we were birthed out of a worship ministry, actually, of another big church up in Northern California called Calvary Temple. Now it's called The House. God talked to our pastor and just put on his heart to plant a church in Southern California. Our pastor is Jared Ming. And so we moved down here, and that was back in 2004. So it's been 10 years now. And there was just 10 of us that moved from the worship ministry down here, just planted a church. None of us had, planted a church before. And that was 10 years ago. And we've been here and grown it to, I want to say we're running probably around 3,000 now on the weekends. And God's just blessed it. And we've had a lot of, ups and downs, and learned a lot in the during the journey, but it's been a great ride. And and obviously in that time, a lot has changed also, online in the last 10 years. When we planted the church, there wasn't there really wasn't Facebook or Twitter or YouTube even. So it's kind of changed the landscape of how we do things today versus how we did things when we started the church.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say. You hit it right on the button that Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube were not around. And now it's not only around, it's like an active part of our lives and our culture.
Yeah, exactly. And it also just in the way, people learn and gather information. I mean, back when we were starting the church, there wasn't really a lot of resources on, how to plant churches. Maybe there's a few blogs here and there, but now it's great because, so many people can, connect directly with, other church planters or, other people who've gone a little further ahead and learn from them, which is, to me, that's one of the coolest things about social media is just the direct connection.
So you were part of the core team launching the church, and as social media has come on the scene, how did you jump in to help?
Yeah, so basically I'm a web and product designer by trade, and so I've always been kind of the guy in the church with the chops to create a website and stuff like that. And so So I've created, all the church websites, over the years. And as, as things started to blow up with social media, we as a church have kind of hopped in. And it's been great because our pastor has, he's known the importance of it. And so it hasn't been really a struggle to try to get him, on board too much. But for a long time we just kind of did what I think a lot of churches do, and we just kind of had our accounts out there, and we were just kind of doing some broadcasting, as it were. But really in the last just few months, we've kind of doubled down on it, and we're actually you know, pouring a lot of resources and time into really, you know, trying to engage a lot more, a lot better through social media. And we have, you know, we have a lot of people in the church that are helping out with the social media part of things. And it's grown a lot.
Very cool. And what we'd like to do here at the Social Media Church Podcast is to pull back the curtains. And if you can give us a guided tour of just how many people are hands on deck, how many are staff and volunteers, and how do you coordinate the flow of content so that it's not just a scattered kind of thing, but a meaningful and engaging kind of thing for the people that you currently reach and the people you want to reach as a church?
Yeah, definitely. Well, right now we are, even though we're starting to get to be a little bit of a church of size, at least in our community, we're still, I feel like we're still kind of like a baby church as far as, you know, our social media presence, but we are definitely putting some stuff into place. Right now we have a volunteer leader, his name's Eric Ramirez, and he actually heads up a lot of our, he does a lot of the, like the day-to-day social media stuff. And so he's been really rocking it for the last, I want to say a couple months. And our, like our Facebook has been up 50%. And same thing with our Twitter. And I think a lot of that is just, us going from just broadcasting, you know, hey, like this is what we're doing this upcoming Sunday and blah, 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 to actually, you know, doing a lot more engagement. And so we've been, doing a lot of things, whether it's pulling quotes from the message, and putting those in online. Other things that we've been doing is, I mean, this is kind of a small thing, but we switched our video platform from an in-house platform to YouTube. And now we're starting to just pull little clips from the message and broadcast those out throughout the week. I think you had Justin Wise on and he was talking about, actually just finding existing content that you're already producing in the church. And being able to share that. And so right now we're looking at kind of all the different ministries within our church that are producing content, whether it's, you know, a set list, you know, through, from the worship ministry, or it's a Bible study that's happening on Wednesday night, and trying to, get that out there and try to continue the conversation with our church from, you know, not just from the weekend, but actually throughout the week.
So that's great to hear you got some new results and higher engagement with your audience. So you've got a guy overseeing the team. Do you use a schedule and divide up the work, or does each person take a week at a time, or how do you do that practically?
Right now, we're starting to put together a schedule for different workflows. So one would be basically like the weekend message workflow. So like, you know, maybe you know, the 7 days before the message goes up, we'll start to send things out on Facebook, start to ask some questions on Twitter. And then after the message has been preached, you know, we'll do like the next day we'll kind of recap each of the points. You know, 3 days later we'll go on Twitter and actually start to ask some questions about, hey, you know, what did you think about the message? That way it kind of extends the kind of the engagement with people. And then, so that's one workflow that we're trying to put into our social media strategy. And then the other one is, you asked about, so about scheduling, right?
Right. Right.
Right now it's basically all of us are feeding, any sort of micro content that we can to one person. And then, and then that one person actually kind of aggregates it and then puts it out on a schedule on Buffer or Hootsuite. And that's pretty much how we do it.
Okay, that's actually a very helpful point, that you can have a team of people developing content or finding content or repurposing, I think was the term that mm-hmm. Justin Wise used, because, you know, as a church, we do produce a lot of quality content, but the way people are consuming content is different in a social media age. And then I think my aha as I listened to you was, oh, hand all that to one person that manages the scheduling. And that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Then you don't run over each other, you know?
Yeah, that's the way that seems to work for us. Instead of one person trying to go out and find all of this stuff that's going on in the church, you know, try to make it almost like a mandated thing to, you know, anything that you have going on in the church, feed it over here. And from there, he can really easily just, you know, schedule it out and put it out there.
Now, Wes, the main reason that you caught my attention was your blog at livecampus.io. And it's a blog that you mm-hmm. launched, I don't know when you launched it, you can tell us. But you started to do research about online church campuses. Tell us about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, so over the course of the last website redesign that I did for our church, I wanted to begin to beef up some stuff on our online campus. And our online campus is basically, you know, just like a video stream and a chat. And we've had that up for about, and I want to say at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And, so through the new website, I wanted to see if there were any things that we can do to beef it up or to do, you know, more engagement on there. And, as I was, you know, doing the redesign of our website, I actually wasn't finding a whole lot out there. I was expecting to find a lot more than I did. And you know, obviously, you know, your blog, your podcast is, you know, the podcast for this sort of thing. And it was kind of a breath of fresh air because I was like, okay, finally, there's, you know, something good out there. Social media church for sure, and then also I came across Jake Panda's blog from Saddleback, and he has a lot of great content, and I love, you know, what they're doing with their online campus. But I didn't find a whole lot of stuff, so I figured, you know, I might as well just put out, you know, a blog that kind of aggregates all the research that I'm doing, and then all the kind of trial and error that we're doing at our church. And so, you know, just to kind of give back to the community, and hopefully, you know, other people can chime in and maybe, you know, gain on our knowledge that we've created here.
Exactly. And that's the power of social media, is when we can collaborate and work together on something. And I think one of the reasons that there isn't as much content out there as we would hope or expect, you know, in a Wikipedia world, is, you know, a lot of us are heads down working on developing our churches and on campus. We don't have time to document it, and the technology is moving along so fast. So we do the best we can.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, for my, you know, research, I'd find like one blog post, you know, on this blog, or one blog post on that blog, and all great stuff. But I wanted to see, you know, if there was a spot where it was a little bit more aggregated, like, hey, this is one spot just for online church campuses. And so, I figured I'd just, you know, throw my hat into the mix and, you know, hopefully it'd be a good resource to Beagle.
Well, thank you for doing that. We'll definitely add a link in the show notes. To connect with you and to connect with that blog, because I still see this as a frontier of opportunity for churches to really reach more people beyond their church walls, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in 2014, you know, what we're all hopefully supposed to be doing is fulfilling the Great Commission, right? And in 2014, you know, go out into the world and make disciples of all men. I think a big part of that now means to go out into the world, not just beyond our four walls, but also, you know, online. And actually doing, going a little further than just, you know, having websites, but actually doing ministry online. So that's what I'm really excited about.
That's awesome. Now, when you use the word online campus, you have a live stream of your current worship services live, and you have a chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some other functions that you're exploring to add to that experience?
Yeah, right now there's a few other things that I'd love to do. One thing that our pastor does, which is great, is he breaks the fourth wall, as they say in acting. And a lot of times throughout his sermon, he'll actually just speak directly to the online campus. And from the control room, we have a monitor, a video monitor in the very back of the sanctuary, and they show, you know, where people are currently viewing from. So he'll actually speak out to, you know, hey, like I see we have some new visitors in, you know, France or in wherever. And so he'll engage with the campus a lot that way. But one of the things I'd love to do is actually to start to bring in some data or some feedback from the online campus and actually feed it directly to the pastor, like during the sermon. So that he can, you know, ask a question, take a poll or something like that. People can be answering that poll, and he can actually start to incorporate some of that into the message live, and vice versa. You know, I'd just like to see a little bit more of a blend, you know, between the online and the live campus.
Oh, that's great. So it's a more participatory experience rather than just sit back and watch.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of, you know, it's that whole principle of, you know, a lean in experience versus a lean back experience. I'd love for it to be more of an engaging process. And that's where I'm hoping the next wave of online churches goes is to go beyond just a live stream and actually be a lot more interactive.
Now, have you crossed the line of having more people online than offline in the room?
We haven't yet. I'm trying to think how many. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but we're running usually around. I think it's like right around 1,000 people, like a month, that are engaging with us online, just on the live page. So we're starting to get there. Probably around the end of the year, we'll probably break that mark of having more online than we do, you know, offline.
Very cool. And I think I mentioned that because a lot of times when us traditional offline people try to do things online, we're trying to figure out metrics and how to measure success and working mm-hmm. towards goals. And that's definitely a marker in what's happening online versus offline, that when you have more people online participating in your worship service than actually in the room, that's got to challenge mm-hmm. your assumptions and preconceptions of, well, how much more should we engage and adjust and also minister to those that are online as well as the offline.
Yeah, for sure. I think crossing that threshold will actually start to change a little bit of the conversation for sure. We haven't, you know, crossed that bridge yet, but it's something that we're starting to look at. And right now, this year especially, we're looking to really double down on the online campus and really pour into it as much as we can. And that's, you know, everything from time to resources, the money. and actually try to minister to, you know, to as much people as we can on there. And I don't know, to me, I think we like to look at it as one church, which is why I like to try to bring some of what's happening, you know, in the building to the online campus and take some of the stuff that's happening on the online campus, you know, whether it's, you know, live polls or something like that, and bring that back into the building. And to me, hopefully it should stay as kind of one church, you know, mentally.
And one of the questions I tend to ask here at Social Media Church is the big three questions that every church has to consider when they do more and more online ministry is: how does someone online become a member? How do they get baptized? And how do they participate in communion? Have you had conversations at the leadership level about those?
We've done the very last one so far. We've done communion online. So we do communion once a month. It's the first weekend of the month at our church. And every time we do communion, our pastor, Jared, he asks people that are online to, you know, grab some juice, grab some bread or some crackers and do church online or do communion online. We haven't yet done membership or baptisms yet online. But that's definitely one thing that we're considering. We're theologically, we're not opposed to it. I think right now we're just trying to work out logistics for it. And so, you know, how does that look like? And, you know, is there a way that we can, you know, get some testimonies back from people, whatever it is? That's something that's definitely coming down the pipe this year. But for us, just because it's online, we don't see it as a roadblock.
Wow, man, you are moving fast on this. And just to give our listeners a point of reference, what is the theological background of the church?
The church that we were kind of birthed out of is you know, just the evangelical, you know, Assemblies of God church. But we're technically a non-denominational church, but we, you know, we do believe in, you know, the all the gifts of the Spirit and all that. And so we are an evangelical church, and that's pretty much where we fall.
And that concludes my conversation with Wes O'Hara of livecampus.io, the blog for online church campuses. Thank you, Wes, for joining me on the Social Media Church podcast. And for the show notes on how you can connect with Wes and take a look at the Higher Vision Church website and how they do their online campus and social media, check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net. And as I was debriefing the conversation with Wes, I found out that he actually applied one of the ideas and tips that I had shared on Social Media Church a number of episodes back, when I was describing that over Christmas, I wanted to visit as many churches as I could. That's a family tradition. And as I was looking at church websites, because that's what people do now to find church websites and to figure out how to get there, and also to learn a little bit more about a church before they decide to visit or not, that it was really time-consuming to figure out where the times of worship services and the location was for each church, because the design was just all over the map. And sometimes it took 3 to 5 to even 10 clicks to find the service time during holidays, and then to click a bunch more to get the directions. And so I put an idea out there. What if churches made it very convenient to find the service times and to connect on social media on the upper right-hand corner? And that's exactly what Wes did as the web developer and a part of the team there at Higher Vision Church. So if you look at their website, that is a leading example for great web design placement of vital information that a lot of people look for when they come to a church website. So take a look at highervisionchurch.com. Again, there's a link in the show notes too if you just want to remember one place to go, socialmediachurch.net. I'd love for you to join the conversation here at Social Media Church. You can call in on the hotline. The number is 9493-543216. The number again, 9493-543216. And leave a voicemail. We'll incorporate it into a future episode. You're welcome to connect with us on social media through Twitter, Facebook, Google+, even YouTube. All the links are there at socialmediachurch.net. My name is DJ Chuang, and until next time, we'll stay connected online for more conversations with church leaders about social media.